It's Friday, and believe it or not, we've actually got a couple of Boston sports teams in action tonight. So let's check the score with Radio Boston's Chris Siderick. Chris, didn't we just talk to you?
Yeah, you can't get rid of me. Sorry, Jamie. Here I am.
On sports, you're the expert. Where do you want to start?
Ooh, dealer's choice. I like this. All right. I'm going to start with the Celtics because they've got actually a kind of a big game tonight. It's what we call in the sports world a measuring stick game. It basically is they're playing the Toronto Raptors, who are the two seed in the East. The Celtics right now are currently the three seed. It's a good chance to play a good team and figure out how good you are. The Celtics have been kind of up and down. We're halfway through these seeding games before the basketball playoffs are going to start. They're 2-2. They had a big win on Wednesday night against the Nets. They put up 149 points. That was nice to see because they had looked a little lackadaisical kind of in their first few games. And so going up against Toronto tonight, Toronto's the defending champion. They're a hungry team. They lost Kawhi Leonard in the offseason, who's potentially arguably the best player in the league. As I said, they're the two seed. So it's a good chance to see kind of where this team stacks up. I'm hoping to see the Celtics come out hungry and aggressive tonight. We'll see what happens.
Chris, measuring stick, seeding games, it's French to me. So what does that actually mean?
Basically, this is going to tell you where you're going to line up in the playoffs. And if you're the number one team, that means you are the best team in the regular season. You're going to have the easiest path to get to the finals. So the Celtics don't want to drop too far down that. We really want to see them hold on to the three seed here. It'll just mean they have easier matchups getting to the finals, basically.
Are they any good?
They are. The question is, are they going to show
you
up?
Don't sound convinced, Chris.
So they have a lot of talent, right? The question is, do they show up every night and do they play a full game? When the league paused back in mid-March, they looked like they were really hitting their stride. It was kind of a tough hit for them. Both the Celtics and the Bruins really looked like they were true title contenders. Jason Tatum was one of the top 10 players in the league, and they were giving consistent effort on the defensive end night in and night out. We haven't quite seen that so far in these seeding games in the bubble down in Orlando, but we know they have the talent to do it. So really it's just going to be a matter of, can they put it all together? Are they going to put in the effort consistently? And are they going to be able to play as a team? Basketball, I think more than any other sport, chemistry matters. You have to be able to trust your guys. You have to know where they're going to be, anticipate what they're going to do in certain situations and react. And so really they're shaking off the rust. They've been off for months here. And so you can tell that it's taking them a little while to kind of hit that stride. Really,
are there enough games left for them to shake all that rust off?
Hopefully. I don't know. We'll see. I do think tonight will go a long way in telling us, can they step up when they are facing a serious challenge? Tonight really could be a statement game for them. I'm excited.
So there's also the Red Sox tonight, 7:30? And then we've got the Bruins this weekend.
I don't really understand how there's hockey in August, but what are you watching for? I love this. The Bruins game is on Sunday at a time still to be determined. We don't know when that game is going to be on Sunday yet.
What does it depend on?
Who knows? The league has to tell us when they're going to schedule it. We don't really know why they haven't announced that yet. The Red Sox, you mentioned, rough start. They've dropped four. They're 4-8 right now into a 60-game season. It looks like it's going to be a rough year. We've talked about baseball's allowing more teams to make the playoffs this year because it's such a weird season. So they may even squeak into the playoffs, but I'm not too excited about what they're putting on the field. The Bruins I'm much more interested in because I do think they are potentially the real deal, although they also have kind of gotten off to a sluggish start in the restart here.
So I'm wondering, thinking about sports right now, Chris, there's no fans in the stands. What is the viewing experience like?
Yeah, it's weird. I am so glad to have him back for sure. And I think it's interesting because sports for a long time, we all just kind of considered an escape from the world. You would sit down, watch a game and not really think about what's going on in the real world. It's not really the case anymore, right? As you mentioned, you've got these screens with kind of virtual fans for basketball.
Fake crowd noise?
Yeah, that's right. And some broadcasts are handling it better than others, I'll say. I'm not a fan of the fake crowd noise. I guess you got to have something, but it just feels like the energy isn't quite there. You also have a lot of the leagues. The NBA is probably taking the lead on the social justice causes, using the platform to draw attention to our current moment. I don't know if you've caught any footage of these games, but players have been allowed to put their choice of, I think there were 29 options of possible slogans on the back of their jersey. Mm-hmm. Things like equality, freedom, Black Lives Matter. instead of their
some folks
have normally
been kneeling,
last
some
name
have been standing.
Yeah, a lot of teams, pretty much most of the league in terms of the NBA has been kneeling during the anthem, coaches as well. So with all of that kind of aside, I have to say the normalcy of it really is nice. It's great to have that kind of routine coming back to sports, having something to root for. The title, if any of the Boston teams win a title, yeah, you could say it's not really a title in
it's
kind of
have
way
some
we think
big
about it. These are funky.
Next to it,
yeah,
right?
These are totally funky tournaments. It's kind of like a one-off, basically. But it's still something to root for. And I can't tell you how great it is to have that ritual back.
Chris, you know this. I am admittedly, famously not a sports person. but
you don't say.
I know that sports is a big deal for this city and for fans like you. Are you at least happy that there is some semblance of a season in all of these sports?
I can't tell you how big the smile on my face was when I got to turn on the Celtics last weekend and realized that I was going to get to enjoy a game that's leading up to a tournament where there are playoff stakes. You know, I'm not minimizing what we're dealing with. This is an incredibly tough moment for so many people for so many reasons. But I think sports has this element of togetherness, right? We've been so isolated over the last few months. But I watch a game, it gives me an excuse to text my dad or talk to one of my buddies. And it brings us together in a way that I think so much of the news is not able to do right now.
Yeah, you're not texting them about coronavirus or something.
Yeah, for a couple of hours, you're thinking about something else. Like, I was yelling at Gordon Hayward through my TV on Sunday. I was just...
No.
It was so nice to complain about something that doesn't actually matter. Like when a ref makes a bad call or something, you get all upset and then you realize, oh, actually, no.
It whatever. Matters to you. That matters.
It matters in the moment. But, you know, I realize in the terms of the grand scheme of things, these are inconsequential things. But it's nice to get upset about something and know that it's something that's trivial.
Chris, in our last 30 seconds here, not to be a Debbie Downer, but, you know, we are in the middle of this pandemic. We do have cases at least upticking a little bit here in Massachusetts. Are you worried it'll all go away again?
I mean, it's one of those things. If it needs to go away, it needs to go away. And folks have raised ethical questions about the amount of testing resources that are being put into bringing these leagues back. I think football is probably doomed. I don't think there's any chance we get through a full or even a half football season. We'll see. Baseball seems pretty committed to limping through and getting something. But I'm really hopeful. Celtics and Bruins, man, deep runs in the playoffs. Give us something to believe in, please.
Chris, your enthusiasm and excitement always gets me through. Radio Boston's Chris Siderick, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Jamie.